Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog as we continue to go through books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. And that is So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. 20th century English versions of the Bible. Well, they're not English versions of any Bible. They are dumbed down translations that they made up, mostly after Westcott and Hort, the Roman Catholic Sinaiticus Vaticanus. And as we continue to go through the revisions of the King James Bible that they're talking about before we get to the New King James Bible, we begin here on page 274. 15 years later, 1653, the Long Parliament called for another revision because of errors in printing, translation, and language. But when Cromwell, the Lord Protector, dissolved Parliament and took over the government, nothing came of the proposal. A revision in the spelling was made in 1675 by John Fell, Dean of Christ Church, Oxford. More extensive revisions were made in the 18th century. In 1762, so isn't that funny? More extensive revisions were made in the 18th century, and then we go back to 1762. Dr. Thomas Paris of Trinity College, Cambridge, published his newly corrected edition. This was followed by the publication of the results of nearly 4 years of intensive work by Dr. Benjamin Blaney of Oxford in 1769. Jay Isaacs gives summary of the changes Blaney made. Okay? And that's what we have today, the 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words without one error. The marginal references were checked and verified. Over 30,000 new marginal references were added. The chapter summaries and running headnotes were thoroughly revised. The punctuation was altered and made uniform in accordance with modern practice. Textual errors were removed. The use of capitals was considerably modified and reduced, and a thorough revision was made in the form of certain kinds of words, like fetched was substituted for fet, burned for burnt, lifted for lift, since for sith. In 35 instances, more was written for mo, and in 364, ye for you. Dr. Paris had already altered niece to sneezed, cruddled to curdled, and glycerine to glittering. This edition, which Godspeed estimated to differ from that of the 1611 in at least 75,000 details, has become the standard form of the King James Version in use today. Isn't that amazing that nobody even knows that that's what they're using? And one thing they forgot to mention, they never changed the text in the five revisions. The five revisions were this. The changes were to the spelling, the orthography, the calligraphy. They added Bishop Usher's timeline, and they removed the Apocrypha. Those were the changes. But he comes up with at least 75,000 details, right? Did you notice? It's details. It's not the words on the page. More next week.